Welcome, welcome.
It's Kate and Lee 30. Hi, everybody.
Kelly is going to serenade us. Do that again. I didn't capture it.
You know, it's a stumbling in song, actually. So that's how it goes.
Is it? Look at you.
Yeah, anyways. We talked about that last week. If you know, you know. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what made me think of it, because Kate and I were both, like, swaying. And I was like, that's just, like, the beat that I wanted to, like, boom. Oh, no, it's the Wookiee Sunshine song. I got sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we have to play it. You have to get it out and play it so that... Although, I'm a little worried. Like, every time we do this on Spotify and stuff, like, we need to figure out the copyright situation. We need a copyright lawyer to give us a call.
This has, like, been the song of the summer, for sure. Oh, sorry. I just hit my mic. Wait, what are they going to start singing? Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a great one. It's a song of the summer.
It's on the Party Barge playlist, everyone, in case you're wondering. Whoop, whoop. Party Barge happening 2 weeks from today. We're going to be on a boat, everybody.
Look. Oh, yeah. Oh, dang. Maybe we should do, like, a whole podcast, like, photo montage on the boat, you know?
Oh.
Anyway, welcome, everybody, to Candidly 30.
Friday. Kate and I have had a few little sipperoonies of some things.
Sipperoonies. That's a new one here. Everybody, this is going to be your ASMR of the week.
Oh. Wait, that sounded like I was peeing, Kate. It's not that aesthetic at all. That was gross.
You're welcome, everybody. That's me trying.
Okay, what about this?
Oh, no. Here we go. Yeah.
That one was pretty good. That one was pretty good.
That one was better. Mine was definitely like a very pee stream sound. Oh, my God.
We're fine.
Anyway.
Everything is fine. It's summertime, so I don't give a shit about anything.
Dude, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so hot. It's like, get to the point where it's been hot for a few weeks, and I'm just, like, over. I'm over
You're
being
over
sticky.
You're over it already? No, no, no.
I know.
It's supposed to be hot tomorrow, and then it's supposed to get into, like, the 80s, which I'm stoked about. But, yeah, I am over, the 100-degree days. But, like, the
90-degree
days is still fantastic because it cools down enough at night to where it's, like, not so miserable. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So, yeah. I could definitely be ready for, like, a few days that are outside, fun, summer stuff. But, like, I am officially counting down to fall. Like, I'm ready for it. I love fall. But that's just me.
It's already July 19th, though. Happy birthday, Chipper. But, yeah, it's already July 19th.
Throw that in there.
It is his, what did I just say? Instead of saying his birthday, what did I say? His celebration.
Literally, she tells me, I have to go to a celebration of life. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. No, it's a legit birthday party.
My bad. Chipper is alive and well. He is doing very great. So, yeah, he's real alive. There's just so many birthday parties this weekend. I'm like, oh my God,
me
how
up.
Did I know so many people that have birthdays in July? Like,
no, we get it. You're popular. We get it.
Anyways, yeah, just, it's a birthday party filled weekend, honestly. So
I also feel like that's a really good way to celebrate your birthdays, like have a celebration of life scenario so that when people die, you have a celebration of life. Maybe it's a little less sad, you know? I don't know.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I've been to like very few funerals, more like celebrations of life or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking about this today because we got into like a deep combo last night. I was with some friends and we were talking about like suicide and And so we were just talking about like how many suicides we've known throughout the years and just like how they do it. And it's so interesting. And just like, I can't imagine ever being in that place where like that was the only option. You know what I mean? But it's mm-hmm. always so hard on the families. Like, I could never imagine that, like, being an option. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it's really hard. But, yeah, so celebration of life's always. And even when it's
happy birthday, Chip. Yeah. Happy celebration of life.
Happy birthday, Chipper. So, yeah, we're going to we'll celebrate him and Kevin. Kevin's birthday is at the end of the month. So
get out. Happy birthday, Kev. What's up, dude?
So we're going to do like party barge basically like for Kev's birthday. It's going to be around that time. So we'll just have so many birthday songs to sing. Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, it's great.
Kelly.
Oh, God.
What do you got to do?
So I've got white wine because, you know, that's who I am these days. Just living up my Diane Keaton era over here. It's fine.
Diane Keaton got some cold.
That's the formal pronunciation of her name. Thank you very much. No.
Yeah, over here.
Yeah, just, you know, living life in my white wine. It's my uncle's white wine. It's like his Albarino. Also, I just had my mom come in and he, never mind. We don't have to talk about this. Anyway, I'm just like super jazzed for my uncle. He's moving and shaking. Things are going well. He submitted his wine. I'm just proud of my uncle. He's just doing really great. So
good. I'm so. Anywho, what have you like been up to? Today is Friday, so we are recording because Kate is going on a work trip. Kate, do you want to talk about
that? Yeah. I got to go to Milwaukee or whatever. Yeah, Milwaukee. Okay, I've been talking about this all week long because I have my brother here and my husband are big Wayne's World fans. Did you, like, do you remember that when they're like, I'm not worthy in front of Alice Cooper or something? They say it like that, Milwaukee or something, because they're trying to be, like, serious. Okay, we need to go back and watch Wayne's World. That's a movie I haven't seen in a minute. Yeah, totally. anyway, yeah, going there tomorrow. Although today, everybody had that big crazy IT outage. So shenanigans as like the airports right now, I can't even imagine. So I'm like slightly dreading going to the airport. But yeah, I'll be there until Wednesday next week for like a little conference thing. I'll get to see
also all my really coworkers. Interesting. They're having you fly on a Saturday. I feel like you would fly on a Sunday normally. No.
Yeah. Oh, I think the conference starts on Sunday actually.
Oh wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a different one that I've been to, so I don't know. We'll see. Although, like, now that I'm in my 30s, and like now that I've been working for a long time, and this has got to be like my 15th, 30th, I don't know, conference. I'm just like not jazzed about conferences anymore, right? I'm like, sorry. Do you still get really excited when you have to go traveling for work?
I get excited about hanging out with my coworkers, but I don't get excited about the actual like content of, because like it's never helpful and you're just like sitting there and you're like, okay, I hate this.
I'm hoping that I like walk away with some learnings and like it's worth my time and stuff because it's an expensive trip, but I don't know. It's just a lot of effort.
You don't have to pay like, for it, do you?
No. Okay. My company pays for it, which is very sweet. But like, you know, I also want to make sure that we're utilizing their money appropriately and effectively. Like I don't just have to go to Milwaukee just to go to Milwaukee. I'm hoping that it's informative and effective and efficient, whatever. But just like the idea of having to pack and go to the airport in the middle of this IT outage shenanigans and like, it's going to be hot and it's going to be muggy. It's in like closer to Chicago in the central states. Like, I don't know. And like, I have never in my life said, oh yeah, I probably should go check out Milwaukee. Like that's just not one of those locations I had in the top of my mind. So I'm kind of hoping that it's okay, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll have a good time.
And I'm excited to see my coworkers. They're all really lovely people. So it should be great.
Cool.
Tell me about you. What's been going on in your crazy life?
So since we recorded last, let's see. We talked about FAIR. So basically, I just had like a work week in between. We're recording kind of early because Keith is leaving for a while. So we were trying to get an episode just like on the books. But you know me, just like something every freaking day of my life. I have softball, even though I wasn't able to make it this week because I had a doctor's appointment. What happened this week? I don't even know. I kind of was just like catching up on work because I feel like I haven't really been present in work lately. Oh, I passed my test.
Yay!
So that was good. I didn't find out, like, they didn't send me an email or anything. And so I was like kind of freaking out. And I was like, what the heck? It's been like so long, you know? Oh, just like Wednesday to Monday, whatever. And then I went into like my portal thing where you like register for the test and like my certificate was there. And I was like, what the heck? And it was uploaded like literally a few hours after I took the test. So I was like, if I would have just known. And then I could have like put all this like stress aside, you know, but the thing that mostly stressed me out on Monday was that my coworker was like, oh, I got my results. And, she was like talking to our supervisor and she's like, oh yeah, our supervisor got your results too. And I was like, weird. She didn't say anything to me, you know? And obviously I was off cause I was at FAIR. But I was like, I thought she would just like forward me the email or something. And so I was like, weird that she didn't like say anything or forward me anything or whatever. And I didn't get any notification. So I was like, of course that means I failed. You know what I mean? So I was like, God dang it. Cause she didn't want to talk to me about it in person or something. So I was just stressing. So I was like, looking at all my resources. I was like going to our training portal. I was like going through all these like options of like trying to figure out if I passed or not. And then I like went into the actual like training module, where you like book everything and it had it in there. And I was like, okay, that was like so much stress for no reason. Cause it would have just been like, it wouldn't have been the end of the world, but like, I am one of the only people on my team that can do certain things. And so, and that sounds really like hoity toity and annoying. I'm sorry.
No, but you're certified, like specifically trained to do a thing. That's not hoity toity at all. You have, you know, what do they call that? You have designations or certifications. You're certified.
Yeah. So basically, if I wouldn't have passed, it would have just been like a huge bummer for my whole team, because then other people would have had to take on a lot more work, basically. Yeah. So I'm just glad that, I mean, not that I'm stoked that I still have to do all that work, but it is what it is. It's part of my job. So yeah, I'm just glad that it's done, and I'm done until July of 2027. So that's nice. Every 3 years we have to recert. So yeah, I don't have to think about it until then, which is really nice. Even though 3 years goes by way faster than like I would want to believe or want to.
I mean, you've technically been in Bend for like 3 years at this point, right?
Oh my
god. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, this December will be 3 years, but still, dang, it's coming up quick. Like it went by so fast, because I'm thinking about it and I'm like, this is my third summer here, which is crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah, but every summer that you're there, it gets better and better. You know, you get like a stronger group of friends. You like meet different people. Yeah, it's great. Like the whole moving to Bend, I think, was the right call at the end of the day.
You do? Yeah, I'm just having a hard time.
You do?
I mean, honestly, it's hard because like everyone, all my friends and everything are in relationships, are married or whatever, and have kids. And
yeah,
whatever. And so like being here in Bend and being single is like pretty fucking terrible. Not gonna lie. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's just an interesting, dating here is definitely very difficult as a woman. Like as a man, it's whatever, because there's like way more girls than guy ratio. Oh, so gosh. I don't like feel bad for them whatsoever. But anyway, yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know. It's also growing like exponentially. So like, I'm thinking that eventually there will be someone here that I'm interested in, but who actually knows? I hate talking about dating. We're not talking about this anymore. Anyway.
Okay. Fair enough. Changing the subject. But I do like Ben. I'm glad that you're there. I think that you're thriving for sure. What else went down this week? Did we tell everybody about Mr. Balsack Loincloth at Fair?
Oh,
do we
want to
talk about that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we won't bring it up. That's
People
fine.
People who know that Fair is wild.
Okay, we won't bring it up. It.
There's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of painted boobs. They're letting their freak flag fly, you know? I told her that she wouldn't like it. I told her that Fair is not her jam. Like, she is a prude, so she...
I can't not think about that person, and I need to go there for, like, investigative journalistic reasons. Like, I have legitimate questions about his chafing stuff. Anyway, we don't have to talk about it, but
no,
yeah.
100%. Like, I chafed, and I was wearing, like, real clothes, so I don't know what the fuck everyone else was doing. People were just wearing, like, thongs and nothing else. I'm like, dude, that's so much chafing. It's so hot. It was so humid.
Yeah. This week to me was, like, very responsible. Like, I was working a ton, and then I had my car get inspected so that I can finally get my like license or whatever, because I still have Washington plates. Anyway,
wait,
long story
you
short,
car inspected. I 100% did not have to get my car inspected.
Yeah, I had to go get like a DEQ inspection because I still have a lien on my car. So like, you have to like send the paperwork to the company that owns the loan, and then they send the title back to the DMV here in Oregon. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's such a nightmare.
It's a mess. It took me like a year to get all that done, honestly.
Oh my God. Yeah. Awful. Anyway, so I'm trying to like work through that this week, but I'm driving like over to like, I'm driving over to like Sherwood. I'm like trying to get all this stuff done. And the only thing that I could think about is like, how does this man's balls not stick to his thigh? Like constantly. Is he just like
around
walking
obviously
around with like baby powder, or is he just like, I don't, yeah, I have like serious questions for this man, but it's fine. It's like the only thing I can think about all week long, but
that's amazing.
Don't people tell that to my husband.
Free in your head, for sure. Yeah, he's a cute little man. Yeah.
Just oh, no. Like, anyway, moving right along, what's our topic for the day?
Those are your updates. We're just like flying by the seat of our pants, honestly. We just had a few bevvies and we're just living our best lives. It's summertime, baby, and it's Friday. So, yeah, it looks like Katie's drinking straight whiskey, but I'm so impressed by her.
It's white wine. It's a little, like, I guess it kind of looks like whiskey. It's like apple juice, but...
Yeah.
It is very delicious.
Wait, I do want to talk about today. I went on my favorite hike of all time in Oregon, or maybe in Bend. I don't know about Oregon because I haven't been on a lot of hikes in Oregon, but I hiked Three Finger Jack today, and I haven't like done too much hiking since I've been here, or this summer, sorry. I have done a lot of hiking since I've been here, but I haven't done a bunch this summer because I just haven't been here. Like, there has been no time. And so, like, the first year I lived here, I feel like I went on a lot of hikes because I didn't want to be in my apartment because it was very small and there was a lot of people and a lot of dogs in it. Mm-hmm. And so I just, like, was so good at exploring. But, like, since I feel more comfortable here and I have friends and there's so many activities going on and whatever, I just feel like I haven't gotten out and, like, done a bunch of random hikes lately. Anyways, but I know that this one, Three Finger Jack, is, like, my favorite. And there's a bunch of mountain goats on it, which is really nice, and just like getting to like hang out with them, whatever. And there's like a bunch of wildflowers. You like hike through this really pretty meadow and whatever. Anyway, so I like just thought about it like on Wednesday night, super late. I was like, I think I want to like just see if there's a reservation available because there usually isn't. We have to book reservations for all hikes basically in this area because there's so many people. Anyway, and so I just checked and there was one available. So I booked it and I went this morning and I slept in super late, which was not ideal because it's like an hour drive or so, but, it was really awesome. And so I ended up getting back here at like 2 and it's like an 10 or I ended up, I think the like round trip, like loop that you can do Three Finger Jack is like, wow, is like 8 miles, but I ended up going to this other like 2. And so it was like 10-ish miles, whatever. Anyways, it was a really good day, but I hiked like 10 miles. Good. Today. And then I went on a brewery tour, with some friends.
Which brewery?
And we went to Silver Moon and then we went to Bend and they wanted to go to Deschutes. And I was like, I need to record a podcast. So bye. But yeah, it's just like fun to do in Bend. There's so many good breweries and whatever. And it's nice that you can just like walk to a bunch of them too. But yeah, so that's why I've had a few bevvies because it's summer. You know what I mean? And my hair is being crazy.
Anyway. Kelly's feeling great. She's on it. She's got 5 drinks in probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's very bouncy today, honestly.
So, and then I'm going to another brewery for music tonight, and I'm going to meet a bunch of friends there. So, yeah, we just, like, we got activities. We got birthday parties. We got celebrations of life.
Celebrations of life.
Grooving. Anyway, okay, yeah, but today we didn't really have, like, a real subject. We were going to do current
Kelly, event. We can't keep saying that because, like, people have to know that we, like, kind of put some effort into this, like, the last, like, 6 podcasts, we've been like, oh, we just didn't really, like, think about what to do, which is, we need to stop doing that.
But we're here. We're doing it anyways. It doesn't matter what happens. People still kind of listen or whatever.
I hope they.
Also, my friend that I was on a brewery tour with, I was like, oh, I have to go record a podcast. And he's like, record a podcast or listen to a podcast? And I was like, record a podcast? And he was like, wait, what? You have a podcast? And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, what is it called? And I was like, I absolutely am not telling you that. So
we're the worst like publicizing ourselves on social media and stuff. Marketing is taking a real turn for the worst right here.
It's just funny because I'm like, I'm embarrassed, but also I'm like, whatever, YOLO. You know what I mean? Really, I'm not that.
I love that our marketing strategy is like literally nothing. We are telling people not to listen to our podcast.
But it's funny because somehow they always find it and then they end up texting me and they're like, wait, what? I'm listening to the podcast every single day and they become our like favorite. You know what I mean? So anyway.
Aww.
Good times.
That's sweet.
Anyway, so yeah, we were just gonna do like a little bit of, I really wanted to do like a summer edition, like fuck, marry, kill situation, but they were like literally impossible to find and I wasn't about to think of my own. So we're gonna do like a fuck, marry, kill kind of like sort of game that I kind of found lists for, but it's gonna be a little interesting.
So it's gonna be excellent.
Yeah.
We have a few drinks in us at this point. We have opinions and hot topics. It's the end of the day on a Friday, the end of the week. Or get ready for some sass and some spice, everybody, because this is happening. Kelly, kick it off. I feel like we should have a little drum roll right here.
Sass and spice. Yeah. Okay, ready? The first one we're going to do is like a food category. Okay, so the first one. So fuck, marry, kill, cave. Steak, popcorn, or french fries?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Fuck, marry, kill, steak, popcorn, and french fries. Okay, I love
popcorn, honestly. Like, you'd think that'd be like a very easy kill, but, like, I love me some popcorn, honestly.
Actually, I feel like popcorn's going to be best for your heart, too, because, like, if you eat a if you marry steak, then you're going to, like, die of a heart disease. So, like, maybe popcorn's probably best. That's, like, a pretty everyday kind of mellow thing that I think I could have with the rest of, like, that's a big commitment.
Yeah, true.
And I don't know if I could kill steak, but I don't know if I could kill french fries. Mm-hmm. Side note, we went to, like, the Public House here in downtown Tiger the other day, and they have those, like, do you remember Carl's Jr. used to have those, like, waffle fry things?
Oh, yeah, the crisp cut fries?
Oh, yeah. So, we had a bunch of those last night, and they were delish. I think maybe I'll... I guess I could kill steak. I could probably go with less meat in my life. Because I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe I'm going to marry the popcorn because that's going to be better for my system and like not kill me at 22. Well, I'm well past that point, but I'm going to fuck with
french fries.
There you go. Yeah. That's the word I needed. And then I guess I'll kill steak.
I think that's the correct answer. I think that is.
Okay.
Yeah, very much so.
Surprisingly, I love steak though, but.
I mean, I don't love steak. I mean, I could eat it. It's definitely delicious, but I would rather have popcorn and french fries all day, every day.
Like my entire childhood, my dad always had like a steak, one of those like the bags of salads, like the iceberg lettuce crap. Mm-hmm. And then like. Pop or a broccoli or something. So like I just grew up with a bunch of steak. So I love steak, but yeah, I definitely don't think that that is good for you to have 24/7, and that's pretty much what you have to do when you marry something. So yeah, I don't know.
True that.
Anyway, what do you think?
Okay, let's do a summer one because this is the one that I was like I found. Do you remember? So it is it's not on this list that I have currently, but like okay. I really wanted to do it. So it's summer rainstorms, picnics or like barbecues, I guess, picnics/barbecues or just like pool days, beach days, river days, basically.
Ooh, okay.
What would you
shoot?
Think?
I see this is again, like, I don't want to kill anything. I don't want to kill anything, but if I had to kill something, oh God, I don't know. Probably beach days because like a barbecue is so easy to whip up, you know, and it's so fun to like do a community. So if I couldn't go to the beach and do that, like my heart would be very sad, but less sad if I had to do that with barbecues. So I'm going to fuck around with barbecues. I'm going to murder the beach days and I will marry the summer storms because like it just hits, right? Like when you get hit in a summer storm, it's like, oh yeah. Life is going to be okay. It's such a beautiful moment.
Well, what's crazy is we just had one. Cave and I were just talking about it. We just had one this week. And, like, it hasn't happened in a minute. And it I don't really think it happens that often in Central Oregon. So I was loving it. It was, like, a little bit of rain, a little bit of thunder, a little bit of lightning. But I don't know. I don't think I could – like, beach days I could definitely kill. So I feel like it's kind of a hard one because, like, it's kind of, like, all-encompassing water day, which is hard because, like, beach day I don't care about at all. But, like, river days I get down with.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what's hard is I don't know. I don't think I could get rid of the water days.
So you're going to murder the barbecue? So the picnic?
I think. But it's hard because, like – The thunder and lightning storm, it also starts fires, which makes it smoky. So I feel like I have to kill the thunderstorm.
Oh, my heart.
I know. Oh. I know. And then I think I would marry the barbecue and I would fuck the river days.
For yeah. Another ASMR little thing for you. Fuck the river days.
That is like what makes my heart sing in the summertime is just like floating, rivering, laying out in the sun, whatever. Also, everyone keeps commenting on how tan I am. I'm not trying to say like make you
here we
say
go.
That I'm also tan, but I just like I feel self-conscious about it almost. I'm like, I'm not trying.
Why?
I literally am not trying to be this tan. I just like do shit after work every day, like in the sun, you know what I mean? So I'm just Anyways, okay.
You can take that as a badge of honor because, like, are you first of all, are you wearing SPF?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, good. 100%. Okay, yeah. I'm looking out for you, but good. Other than that, like, you're fine.
Yeah, just I also booked a dermatology appointment because I was, like, stressed about my skin. I was just like, can you
ask about their new patient fee because that's a thing, apparently.
No.
I'm glad to hear that you're going to the derm. I, like, found a dentist. I have to, like... That's what I was doing this week. I've, like, found a doctor. I found a dentist. I, like, you know, got my car registered. I got an organs license plate stepping stone or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just trying to be a freaking adult, dude. And it's, like, sucks. My life is not fun. Ugh.
So not fun.
Anyway, let's do the next one.
Okay. The next one is alcohol related. So the options are.
Great.
Fuck, Mary, totally kill, qualified wine, for that. Whiskey or gin.
Literally my three favorite things. Wine, whiskey, and gin. I do love a gin martini. That is, like, no joke. That was legitimately the drink of choice at my wedding because I am obsessed with gin martinis. Shoot. Okay. Okay, I went first the last two times. You go first this time.
100%, I would kill gin. I hate gin. I can't even smell it. It makes me attack so fast. So, yeah, kill gin for sure. I think I would... wine gives me headaches these days, honestly. So I don't think I could marry it. I think I'd have to fuck it. And then I think I'd marry whiskey, which is wild.
Weird for you.
Yeah, very weird. Honestly, you're none definitely... of those are like my shit. Like, none of that's my jam. You know what I mean? So, like...
This is for me. That makes sense. We got to pick a truly White Claw and, like, a kombucha or something. Then you can have your inner turmoil.
Okay.
Okay. I have also been, like, reading this book about, well, it's like a series of books or whatever about these very sexy, like, biker guys, and they all drink moonshine and whiskey. So I'm like, maybe I could fuck with whiskey, and that would be awesome because I'm definitely gonna marry wine. Wine and I go back. Like, we literally went to
gin too.
I know. I feel really sad about it.
Who are you?
Feel really sad about it. But, like. Damn. My husband's a big whiskey drinker. He likes the ryes. We do a lot of those, like, bourbon stuff. My dad makes, like, really wicked bourbon drinks. But on a hot day or on, like, a Monday when I've had, like, a cry to myself in the corner, the first thing that I want is a dirty martini. Like, that's my drink.
Yeah.
So I feel really bad saying that I'm going to kill gin, but I think.
That's wild. Yeah. Who are you?
I think I am. I know, right? Who am I?
Yeah.
That's anyway.
Crazy. Okay, the next one is going to be another summary related one, but foodie related. Okay. So the options are fuck, marry, kill, corn on the cob, watermelon, like cold watermelon slices.
Cold.
And an ice cream or popsicles. What do you think? You go first this time.
Ice cream, watermelon, and then what was the other one?
Corn on the cob.
I'd kill corn on the cob. I don't really care for corn product. Like, I don't really care for corn.
Corn
like tortilla chips for sure, but, like, corn.
Popcorn, are you kidding?
Tortilla. Yeah,
popcorn.
I guess. I do love popcorn, but, like, I don't really care for actual corn. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So the next one, I would kill corn. I would probably fuck around with some, like, popsicles, ice cream. I would get down and dirty with some good sweet treat. And then I'd probably marry really cold watermelon. Like, I've had, like, 4 or 5 big watermelons purchased this last summer. And, like, I'm always a little worried that you buy a big one and then you don't eat or, like, finish it all. I did buy a honeydew. I'm going to go buy a honeydew. No, I haven't yet, but I will. Yeah, I think I'm going to make that this. Yeah. When we record next, I'll make sure that I make that salad. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's marrying the watermelon, fucking around with popsicles and ice cream. Also, I tried to find that stupid popsicle that we talked about with, like, it's like orange and red.
Yeah.
I didn't find it. It was annoying.
It's in, like, the main, like, area where all the popsicles are on, like, the end of the aisle now.
You know, right, like, where all the cheap popsicles in the big buckets are. Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
I looked there, but I couldn't find any. Anyway, I've just been a little embarrassed every time I've had to go to the store the last, like, month and a half because I told you about the Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh my God,
like,
I saw
seasonal
them at
things.
Safeway last night. Yeah.
Did you try them?
I didn't try them. I didn't buy them, but I was looking for the green apple ones. We didn't have it. There was, like, a pack, And it had the strawberry one in it. I think you said that yep. was like the new flavor. But it had like the original like lemonade one. And then I can't remember the other two that were in there, like a multi-pack. But I was like, I'm absolutely not buying that.
Right? I feel a little embarrassed when I go to the store and I have to buy this. But I think they're phasing out the green apple because I can't seem to find it anymore. Oh, really? Anyway.
That was
yeah, for whatever reason. I know, right?
Okay.
Anyway.
So my options would definitely be kill the corn on the cob as well. I would definitely marry ice cream. No.
Oh, you're going to marry ice cream.
I think so. And then fuck the watermelon. I don't know. Watermelon I just like love so much. I love watermelon. Also, I do want to shout out, Kayla sent me this recipe and on Insta Slam, and it was
Insta Slam.
It's like watermelon slushy situation. Also, Kayla brought watermelon juice to fair, and it was so freaking hot and so humid that it was like life changing, no lie. And so I was like, wow, yeah. And she was like, if you ever get a bad watermelon, all you do is like throw it in the blender and you just make watermelon juice, and it's so freaking good. You know when you get like a mealy watermelon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's like new life hack, honestly, is that you just stick a watermelon that's like not great, like not 100p, and you could just add like a little bit of like agave or maple syrup or something into it to make it a little bit sweeter if it kind of sucks. And anyway, so she made watermelon
really good.
And it was really good. But anyway, so this recipe is you put a little bit of watermelon juice, so you like blend up not frozen watermelon first. And so you make a little bit of watermelon juice in the bottom, and then you put your frozen watermelon in, and then you put a little bit of coconut milk and a little bit of lime juice. It was like the yummiest slushy, like 7-Up, not 7-Up, 7-Eleven slushy that I've ever had ever. So we were just like being summer girlies on the porch last night and just like sipping on porch.
Porch Pounders.
Yeah, it was great. So shout out to that. It was delicious. And also I bought like coconut milk, like, you know, that you'd put in like coffee or something. And then mm-hmm. I also have the coconut milk that you like have in the can that's like pretty thick and whatever. It was way better with the like thick coconut milk in the can. So,
because there's like two components to the coconut milk in the can, right? You got like the juices and then like the paste,
right,
of the coconut. The, like, so you're talking about the actual juice, or are you putting the
paste? No, it was in nice it with like the thicker part of it, because there's even like coconut water, coconut milk, and then
right,
like coconut milk also that you like bake and cook with, you know. And it was definitely best with like the coconut milk that you like cook and bake with that was like thicker and like gave it a little bit
creamier.
Of
like,
creamier, totally. Yeah, creamier. Yeah, yeah. So,
oh yeah, I can fuck around with coconut. Coconut and I go way back. We love it.
I do love it.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, let's do one more, and then we can get into gratitudes and grievances. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do a man one?
Yes, please. I was kind of waiting for it, but yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Zac Efron, Ryan Gosling, or Chris Hemsworth? Question mark.
Ugh. Pick a different one.
Channing Tatum. No, just.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Zac Efron, Ryan Gosling. Can we do Ryan Reynolds instead of Gosling? I feel like Gosling's been, like, very big lately. Plus, Ryan Reynolds has a new movie coming out.
But also, Ryan Reynolds is, like, all of our, like, dream boat. Like, that's
I mean, aren't all of these dudes our dream boat dudes? Like, they are all beautiful. What? Who are you?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Also, okay, fine. So, we're going to stick with Gosling. We're going to stick with Efron. And we're going to stick with Tatum.
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here, this is the most challenging one.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they kind of are. Are they all like the same age? I guess like Gosling's older. Anyway. All right. Yeah, I think he might be a little older.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Okay, so let's think about this logically.
Oh yeah, logic is definitely.
Channing Tatum seems like such a like sweetheart to me.
Remember
I don't know.
Not Save the Last Dance. What's it called?
Step Up.
Step
yeah.
Up. Oh my God. I love that movie.
He seems like such a decent dude. And I don't obviously know him.
No way. You're not friends with him?
Right. I know, right? How unexpected. I feel like I might want to put him in the fuck category, because I don't know. Efron is, I would say yes, but he did that movie with his terrible haircut, like the bowl cut. Did you see those like pictures that were going on all around online? Anyway, I think I'm gonna kill Efron. I love him, and
okay,
I
interesting
will definitely have a soft spot in my heart for him, but totally talented, totally great individual. I just think that, like, in comparison to a Tatum and a Gosling, yeah, that's difficult. I don't know.
That he did too, where he went around the world. I can't remember what it was called. It was on Netflix. It was actually
a show. That was great.
And that made me like him a lot more, because like the only other experience I had with him was like High School Musical. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's true.
Put a different spin on him for show.
I did watch that show. I thought it was great, but I like haven't really seen any of his other stuff. But he is from California, and he like knows of Aurora Grande. He like could go and hang out with like all the things that I would want to do in California. That's why I'm like kind of sad in my heart. But Channing Tatum, like, how do you come on? I've been obsessed with that guy forever.
Except where I hated Magic Mike. That made me so
I never watched those movies. Maybe that's why I don't mind messing around with him. But yeah. I don't think I have any interest in watching sweat like Chippen. Like, I'm not the girl that you want to invite to a Chippendales like stripper party. I don't really care to see sweaty man dancing for money. I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm obviously going to marry Gosling because he's beautiful and adorable and I love him. I guess I will mess around with Tatum, and that means I'd have to kill poor sweet Efron. And okay. I really like Efron. I don't want to kill him.
Interesting.
I'd be really brokenhearted about it and like morally gray about killing him.
Interesting. I feel like, I think I would marry Gosling, honestly.
Yeah. Are you kidding? The Notebook? You don't want to marry Noah? He's beautiful. Hello.
I know that's not him in real life, but it's fine.
I know.
Wait, but he seems like a decent. You said marry Gosling.
Yeah, definitely. Messing around or fucking around with Tatum.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, I would say all the same.
Because Channing Tatum's not like, you know, in comparison to a Gosling, I wouldn't say that Channing Tatum is the guy I bring home to my parents. You know? Like, he's the guy that I meet outside in the alley after I've had 3 shots of wonderful whiskey. You know, if I make space in my life for the whiskey, I'm going to make space in my life for Tatum.
All right.
But I'm going to marry wine and I'm going to marry Gosling. Fair. In this very hypothetical scenario.
Yeah, very, very hypothetical.
Yeah.
In what is that other movie with like Emma Stone with Ryan Gosling in it?
It's like Love or something.
Yeah, Love the whatever. I loved him in that movie too. Anyway.
Yeah, he was so great in that movie. He had such swagger in that movie. Plus, like, Gosling can do the swagger and so can Tatum. Uh-huh. I don't know if Efron has...
True. Like, he doesn't have that, like, appeal.
Seen him be a bad guy, like a bad boy.
Yeah, interesting. Even okay, he's, like, trying to
everybody's getting some real insight into, like, the type of dudes that I'm after. Like, bad boy swagger. Sign me up.
Anyways. Okay, let's move forward.
No. You have to talk about your insights. Tell me who you're going to fuck, marry, kill.
I definitely agree with you. So I would marry Gosling. I would sleep with Tatum, and I would kill...
I also love that your dad is like our number one podcast listener. It's going to be great.
Dad, listen to this. Anyways, I was just trying to like scoop by that, but Cave had to bring it up again. So anyway.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good times. So let's move on to gratitudes and grievances. We're already like getting up there in the time.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay. I know. Well, sorry. We're just like having too much fun talking to each other.
We're just like way too much fun. It's fine.
So I'm going to be like a little old lady here and I'll start with a grievance.
Okay. I have a gratitude and a grievance. That's like one in the same. So.
Okay. You start with your grievance first and then I'll do mine and then we'll go to your gratitude. You go for it.
My gratitude.
No, that's what I'm saying. You do.
That leads into a grievance or into a gratitude. So you start.
Got it. Okay, now I'm understanding. Okay, so grievance for me, like I just feel like such an old lady saying this, but like the internet is stupid, so dumb. Like every time you go to a website, you have to scroll past all the freaking ads, and then something doesn't load right, or like they really bury the lead under 2.5 pages of scrolling until you actually get the answer that you're looking for. I'm like, isn't AI a thing? Shouldn't we just like be able to type a specific answer and like get a, you know, 3 pages of recipes that don't be bombarded with freaking ads and shit like that? I don't know. I'm just like less impressed with our technological advances from a consumer perspective when we're like 2024, ChatGPT is a thing. Like, why is my experience still struggling to just, like, give me basic information?
Yeah.
I don't know. 100%. Just not impressed. Just, you know, take that, internet people and shove it up your butt. Oh my god. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. Gabe has been excited about this topic because we were like looking up topics earlier and she was like, yeah, the internet just like doesn't work. And I was like, you're right. That's
true. It doesn't. So remember everybody's just like fawning all of these cool technical things like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And AI and blah, cool blah, blah. stuff. And I don't know. I'm just over it. I'm sick of these freaking Andreessen Horowitz people being like, yeah, break everything. Fuck the consequences. We're just going to like build the tech that we think can benefit humanity. And then the tech doesn't even benefit humanity. You're just like gouging people left and right. And I'm like, is this worth what you're doing? You're running the planet to an early grave, guy. Like, maybe take a step back and think about some of the consequences and just, like, I don't know. It's irritating, but that's my grievance.
Damn. I'm sorry, bro. Mm-hmm. Well, mine is, like, way less, like, on the scale of, like, seriousness.
But, yours is still serious. Let's hear it.
I, like, have a grievance with, like, the, like, scrunchy sheet, the fitted sheet on a bed.
You know what I mean? Absolutely on the same page of seriousness because okay. This is an actual topic. Right. Let's hear it.
Okay. So like, first of all, just like the whole grievance is like having to wash your sheets. You know what I mean? Like I love me. And this is how it goes into a gratitude, honestly, because like I am never more happy than getting into a fresh, clean sheet. You know what I mean? Like literally life changing, literally my favorite thing.
100%.
The best thing that's ever happened. But the chore that it is to get there, not worth it. You know what I mean? Like taking all everything off, taking all the pillowcases off. Are you kidding? I have like 15 pillows on my bed. Like this is a nightmare. Getting all that shit into the washer, getting it washed, getting it dry is another nightmare. Like that shit does not dry. Somehow it like wraps all in itself. You know what I mean? And it's just like a whole thing. You have to like go check on it like every 15 minutes to make sure it's not like wrapping itself and like just making it a mess. And then once you get it back on up there, having to make the freaking bed? Are you kidding me? That is a nightmare. I hate it. I literally hate it so much. And just like, I mean, also I get it. Like if you have like someone else in whatever that can help you with it, it makes it way, way better. But like I hate doing it by myself. But like there's literally nothing better than having a clean bed. And I just did it 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is why I do this because this is the best.
Do you have just the one sheet? Pair like the pair of sheets. Do you have two pairs of sheets?
I do have the top and the bottom, which is definitely a hot take because it's too hot in the summer to have a duvet. I feel like if you just have a duvet,
100%. But like your sheets, do you have like one pair of sheets that's both the like fitted sheet and then the sheet, and then you have a different pair, or do you have just the one that you have to wash before you can actually like sleep in a clean bed?
So that's the other thing is since I'm staying with friends or like at a friend's house, they have a king size bed. When I normally like my queen bed, I have like multiple pairs of sheets that I can exchange between. So you like don't have to wash them right away and like get them back on the bed before you can go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like this bed, I think she said that there's extra sheets, but I actually haven't found them. So I think that's just my B that I need to like figure that out. But yeah, so basically I'm trying to like get it all taken apart, washed, and put back together in the same day. And that is another part of the grievance because it's just like a whole thing. You know what I mean?
It is a whole thing for sure.
Yeah. So that's part of it as well. But also just like if you have to fold those motherfuckers, like that's another part of it. Like
who
wants to do that? You know what I mean? It's a nightmare.
Fold, yeah. How do you do that alone? Absolutely not. No, this is like, cause like, okay, little insight to my marital problemos, but like the fight that we have is he doesn't like help with that. So I always have to do it myself. And I'm like, this is bullshit. I married you for a reason, guy. But no, I'm kidding. It's not really, but also folding one of the sheets, the fitted sheets, this is my legit plan. You have to like get the little tags right where it like, comes to a point, not the actual elastic, but like where it comes to a point, and you fold that like one, two, maybe on top of itself. So it like kind of folds in half. And then I get so frustrated by the end of it. I just do this. Yeah, like I roll my hands. I like definitely don't actually fold that sheet. It just looks like a hot mess in my linen closet. And that's just what my life is going to be like because fuck those sheets. They are very difficult to deal with.
Absolutely.
And, but also having clean sheets on the bed is one of those moments that like my anxiety just resets. Yeah. You know?
And somehow you have like a wonderful night's sleep, even though there's nothing different about it. I don't know. It's so crazy.
Yeah. It's very hot here too. So like we sleep with one of those like felt things, a blanket and then like a sheet, and that's like all that we sleep with.
Same.
But in the in the fall, I like have this big quilt that I love and I throw it on my bed and it's so cozy. I just want it to be like cold. Oh, but I did just get vinyl like flooring in my bedroom, and I haven't figured out like how to do rugs and stuff because it's going to be cold in the winter time.
It's going to be cold.
So it's going to be an adventure. We're just going to go explore and it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Fine. No idea. Anyway. Fitted sheets. Cheers to that. Fuck them. They're terrible.
Cheers to that. Yeah. It is a gratitude and a grievance all in one. Wasn't I right? Was I not right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is 100%. Anyways, happy Friday, everybody. We love you all so much. I feel like I'm hitting a wall, so we got to go.
Okay.
We got to get off.
Got to go. Kelly's got to go hit her other 5 drinks. She's going to go to a drinks and music and hanging out with people. She's got to go work on her tan to get outside and do all those things.
Okay. Throw me under the bus multiple times.
No, I'm just jelly because all I have to do is laundry and pack and then be at the airport at like 9 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be great. You're going to have a great time. You're going to love Milwaukee. Also, I love Wisconsin. So, like, you're going to have a great time. I've only been there once, but I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody get out of here. Go enjoy your weekend. Kelly's yawning. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for being candid.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.